Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just got disconnected. However, we're going to finish up that song and give you a blast from the past. And you know what? This is an old love song, but with a new version and a new twist on it. How about it, ladies? How about it? Didn't we used to like to hear those love songs that those brothers used to throw down for us? And they said to take a picture because they want to remember this moment when they proposed or when they made love or when they said something sweet. Isn't that nice to know that we can still bring those tunes back from the past? This is a blast from the past, ladies. Enjoy. Let me bring it back on for you. We got to get this connection going right here. Here we go. Blast from the past. Ladies and gentlemen.
time it takes to grow, long enough to show you I won't let go of you.
Technical difficulty. I want you to understand that they took me off the line for a while, but that's okay. I shine when you shine. Some of you probably think that it's a good thing, disconnect, more airtime for other people, but when I shine, you shine. So I want to welcome you to the Care to Read show once again. And as I was saying earlier, you know what? You know what? I shine when you shine. And when the brother talked about take a picture of this moment, I want it to be remembered. It's a Kodak moment is what he's really saying. I want you to remember and try to go back to the time when the brothers used to rap on the corner and they used to bring it to a quite proper light. And nowadays they don't know what a rap is about. So we're just going to bring it back to you modernized. The young brothers are bringing it back in the form of a hip-hop, but it's still a love song. Which and every way you get, it's a love song, ladies and gentlemen. And this segment is going to be featuring old school, dealing with some of us old brothers and sisters who are back from the days, but not too old, but just old enough to know better, okay? So we're going to be talking to those older people out there, and we're going to tell those youth to go to bed because it's grown folks' time, okay? It's grown folks' time. So if you haven't tuned in already, why don't you lock that dial into 646-478-0270. We're doing this music for the benefit of those who are out there writing lyricists and who are also musicians, artists, poets, and spoken word speciality. Now, if you do any of those things and you want to get heard on the air, why don't you call in? Omi's opening up the lines to you this month. So you have an access to the airwaves. That's right. And I've even promoted this program on my show. There is another show that I have just recently connected with, the Poets Line, and it's been open up to you poets if you'd like to come in and recite your new lyricist or if you have old poetry you want to talk about. This is grown folks' time. Now, we are engaging in grown folks' time, so if you have the erratic love stories that you want to talk about, this is the time to do it. This is an exclusive time for adults and not children, for a mature audience. I hope you understand. And once again, we're talking about that poetry. And I've been reading a little bit of poetry all week and calling on you to do your thing. I'm about ready to get up and do my thing. Now, if you don't come in here, Oma's going to read her poetry. How about it? Do I have any volunteers in the audience? Do I see any hands go up? Don't make me have to call on somebody and get on this phone and call you to this line to read your poetry. Now, you know you want to be a spoken word artist. Why don't you go ahead and try it out here? Nobody's going to bother you. Let's step over to the Care to Read room, getting ready for to petition our higher self so that we know that it is proper and in order to acknowledge our ancestors. Ladies and gentlemen, stand, please, with your hands facing up, ready to receive. This is a behavior modification. It alters things. It changes things in your life. And you know prayer changes things. Nothing but an altercation. Nothing but a behavior modification. If you do an affirmation, you expect to get something. Your standing up is an indication you're expecting to get change in your life. You're expecting the ancestors to hear you and to petition an ancestor and ask them to open up the way for you. It's nothing wrong with it, ladies and gentlemen. We got church folk every day using behavior modification. They're no different than what you do when you call on your ancestors. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd be a damn fool if you didn't recognize your ancestors, knowing that they're the sum total of why you're here. Because of who they are, you are. And I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. We are one in unity. And you must understand that when you lock in and connect with your ancestors, you become one. Right now you're fragile because a portion of you have not been reconnected. Let's reconnect today. Ladies and gentlemen, get out your glasses, get out your cups, and get out your water. And do this in remembrance of your ancestors. Pour the libation and acknowledge your mother and father, your yeye and your baba. Acknowledge them because they are the sum total of why you're here. I like to light a candle to my mother's spirit, and I say, I say, Mom, find your way back to me as I begin to reconnect with you and family members that have transitioned. I light a candle to my father's spirit, and I say, Father, find your way through the tunnel and make it home soon. I pour a glass of water to Clara Mae Jenkins, my mother, and I say, Mother, drink well. I pour a glass of water to my father's spirit, and I say, Father, I quench your thirst with this drink. I pour libations going up to the south as the Egyptians once did. Libation. I pour libations down to the north as the Egyptians once did when the flood caused the water to flow over. Floods were considered to be good. They were healthy, they were prosperous, and they poured over the silt into the land, which caused the harvest to grow continuously on the dot at a regular pace every year. I say libations to the north. I pour libations to the west because that's where they told us to travel, that there were gold there and that we could go and find our way. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the south, I pour libations to the east, because some of us look to the east from which our help comes, but we must look to the south from which our help comes. I pour libation. When we look to the south, we look back and see where we drop the knapsacks, the bags that we used to once pick the cotton with. Don't turn your back on your ancestors, because there lies where your ancestors were buried, and that is where their home place is. I pour libation to the east. Ladies and gentlemen, as you pour libation, remember this is a ritual. It's very important for us to acknowledge our holidays and our rituals. I do this in remembrance of the fact that we have a culture and not a heritage, meaning that we have affluential days of the week, calendar days, and because our calendar and pyramid calendar was different from all others, we created the Mayan calendar. We were the ones that brought forth all of the ritual days. You must find rituals in your family, in your culture, and you must practice them. As you practice them, ladies and gentlemen, you will become closer and closer to your nature. Right now, you're acting out of the norm because you're not functioning in your culture. When you function in your culture, you will then begin to have Iwa Pelu. You will begin to let the old man be crucified and come to the spiritual realm of your crown of your head, and your chakras then will be gladly open so that you can begin to bust the diamond that's within you. And the diamond that's within you has to shine. The whole purpose of killing the old man is for the diamonds to come forward and let the diamond shine in you. You are nothing but a emerald, a pearl. You have been put here to kill off the features of the old man so the spirit will reign. You are having a battle with yourself. And your battle is with flesh and blood, not with principalities right now. You are battling with flesh and blood. As you kill off the old man and begin to suppress it, then bring the spirit forth, and then you will reign. You will reign all over the land. Say, he reigns, but you will reign. You constantly sing, he reigns, as if Jesus is here to reign. Jesus is in you. You are the one that should be reigning. That is why we are so displaced in our lifestyle. We've given Jesus the credit for everything. And in his absence, we have refused to act in the proper nature of the gods that we are. If you will begin to step forward, Jesus will let his light shine through you. And the God that was placed in you, the portion of God's essence, will come through. Now let the God's head stand up. Let the music play, because this is the time we heal ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, through our music and through our song and dance. Don't think it's only for the young folk. It is for you, too, for healing purposes. How many of you have been down before? How many of you have lost your loved ones, have lost your lover, and had to go to a love song to pick yourself up? Now is the time to pick yourself up. If you're downtrodden and you feel that you can't go on and you feel that there's no way, look to the gods. The gods will always have the music for you to play. They have always told you that the entertainers and the musicians are the ones that can reinvent the future. Now, reinvent the future for yourself. Go head on, though, G. You can do it. Go head on. If you are to have good success, you are to thank Oladulamah Ray. You are to thank Ori. If you are to have good success, you have not because you ask not. Ye are God's little children, and ye have overcome them. You've been called to be God. What are you waiting for? There's no Jesus that's going to come down out of the sky to get you and I. And why would God create a devil, a foe against himself? The devil comes up out of you. You and I can create that devil, and we can also suppress that devil. We give it fusion, and we energize it. Why don't you kill the old man today? Why don't you kill the old man today? You can suppress him, and the devil will never live on. Not just because you say, get thee behind me, Satan. Satan is in you. And if you don't know how to let the Godhead come forward, Satan will continue to show up in your life. Why don't you kill the old man today? Then you don't have to worry about a red-haired little man with a pitchfork and a tail. What a description. Why would God create a foe against himself? It would be foolish for God to create a foe to torment him all of his days in life. What foolishness for children to listen to. Come off of the fence and start living like adults. We are grown folks, and we are old folks. Let's live it like it, and let's act our age. Come on, folks, and let's get the music going on today and heal yourself. Because we've got a couple of entertainers here. Anthony Davis is the one you just heard, Forevermore. Now I'm going to play the Habit Coty, and he is playing an instrumental, I Can't Bear Your Work. Let's listen to him. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to the rhythm of those beats. And that's an African song coming up out of the South Africa. And we ought to listen to various different tones of music and drumming. It's very healthy for us. Even though the language may be a little different, we ought to listen to that. Now, today's episode is to bring the elder people into the room to talk about how music fits into our lovemaking, into our bedroom, and why is it so necessary for us to set the mood? It's very necessary because some of us come out of a state of depression, out of a state of loneliness, and whereas the music will rise and lift our energy level and our frequencies, it is very important to set the mood to bring music into our bedrooms. And ladies, you have to make this first step. You have to insist that in your household that music permeates throughout the household and introduce your family and your loved ones to a multiplicity and a plethora of different venues. And as you are introducing them to various venues, don't forget about African music like I just played for you today. Introduce your children to wild out music that may come from Africa, even Native American music. Show them the benefit of listening to the music and what it does for them. Now, our frequencies will change, our energies will change based on the chaotic music we listen to or the serenity music we listen to. Our chakras, our very chakras will change from the frequency of the music. So if you are rearranging your chakras and healing yourself at the same time, you're also preparing yourself to get in the mood for when your lover comes to see you or when your lover is there to approach you, you're in the mood and you are ready to receive as well as give. It's very important for you to understand that in this opportunity for adults, you have to understand that worshiping is a form of lovemaking, and it's very important that you should include the proper music so that it won't turn off your significant other. Some of us don't know what type of music to buy, and we go in the store, we're afraid to tell the clerk that we're looking for something that will soothe us, and not just mood music, because that can drive you crazy sometimes. Ask for the music that's lovemaking. You know, the kind of music that I played with the Isley Brothers throughout the month. Boy, did we get a lot of people that thought they were in love, especially in love with me, who came into the room and wanted to talk about, what about it, homie? The music set the pace. It wasn't me. They fell in love with the music. So we've got to let the music play on, player, and let the music get into our system so that we can begin to understand it will lift us, it will raise us, and it will move our brain waves to a point where we're carrying the synapse, will grow and create more happy pleasure syndrome so that you can stay happier, woman, and your moods won't always be on you to be evil like most men think we are, then we can begin to be pleasurable and nice to be around. Something nice to hold and something nice to be in the presence of. It's very important that African Americans know that music goes with everything that we do. If there's an engagement, bring the music on. If there's a wedding, oh, boy, bring the music and the stepping on. Now, you could tell that in jumping the broom, the first thing that a Eurocentric person was thinking about was taking the stepping out of the ritual. When you take things out of a ritual, you take things out of its content. African-Americans, don't get so Eurocentric that you take out customs and traditions that are required to be in your tradition. And traditions, yes, they come from our fathers, but we have to reinvent the traditions of our Africans and put them back into the proper places in our home. Now, as I play this African music again for you, I want you to get into it this time and understand it comes from your motherland. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a little different. However, I want you to understand there are aspects that come from around the diaspora of Africa. As you notice, the various different tones of the drums, the djungun drums, the talking drums, and also the djembe drums. They're very good instruments and musical songs for you to listen to carry into your homes and carry into your rituals. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to understand that since we're talking about grown folks music. You're going to be hearing a variety of music during this particular segment of the month. So the grown folks can become diverse in their literature, in their songs as well. Because as we become diverse, we open up our world to a plethora of other denominations, other nationalities, as well as our own. Ladies and gentlemen, we're our worst critic. We are so against ourselves as African Americans, it's not pathetic. We don't want to help each other, and we don't want to share in each other's culture. You keep saying that's their world over there, and you're an American. I'm an American, but you're also an African, too. You share both cultures, and you must depict that. As Obama tried to do, he tried to show you that he's from both worlds. Now, what's the problem with us? If we've been here in the United States and we've come over the waters with our parents through no choice of our own, we still must claim Africa. And don't think it's strange that I see an African son in here. I know I'm African. The question is, have you determined if you want to be African? So it's important for us to understand that culture is very important to a people who have been deprived of their literacy, deprived of the ability to have history behind their name. Now that you have the opportunity to open up the gates of history, embrace it. Embrace everything that appears to be yours, and that you don't know is yours, research it and find out what part is yours. If you notice, I have a website set up where you can go and check out your DNA and get information on what part of Africa you came from. Now, this is not all about Africa. It's about you getting in position to understand how valuable music is to you in your life. Music is my life, and without it, I can't breathe without it. And I hope you're saying the same thing. Music is the air I breathe. Because with music, it changes the neutrons. It changes the serotonin level in your body. When you become happy, the pleasure zone will allow you to greet the day with laughter in your heart. The very word laughter will change your emotion, and joy will come from the music. So let the music play on, player, and get in the mood for music, because without it, you are a lost soul. This is not about just talking ministry. It's about talking about introducing you to lyricists and music, and also letting you know that we can't do it alone. Now, this gentleman is called Habit Coty, and the song you just heard was I Can't Bear Your Words. This one is called Distance. I like the